My thoughts go first to Genesis, to the Tower of Babel, where all these people have come together in unity, and they begin to build a town and to build a tower, a monument to their own honor, a tower to reach the heavens. And God comes down and sees what's going on and says, no, this isn't going to work. Their unity has brought them together. And what they've set their mind to do, they can do. But this will destroy them. This is not going to work. They're exalting themselves and attempting to build a monument in their own honor. So God comes down and confuses their language. The Bible says so that they will not be able to make themselves clear to one another. And when the languages were broken and split up, people were spread across the whole world. And I think of that because we're dealing with that today. It's not just, I don't believe it's just a matter of language alone. It's understanding. So that they will not be able to make themselves clear to one another, the Bible says. How often are we speaking the same language and not understanding each other at all? How often are we speaking the same language for the same purpose on the same team and completely missing one another and allowing divisiveness and division to enter the body of Christ especially? I believe that we have been dealing with that repercussion throughout all of history. Look back at any point in history and you see the same issues. And I think the redeeming factor of this act of God is through Christ and his sending of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit allows us as a guide and a comforter to be led and to walk with clarity. And to be able to be kingdom-minded, because when we are listening to the Holy Spirit, in any given moment, the peace of God is with us. The fruit of the Spirit is with us. And we're able to understand and interpret quickly the heart of the matter. And the heart is the central mission of Jesus. Jesus came to heal the broken-hearted and set the captive free. So as I think about that time, and then I think about it metaphorically, I see, yes, we've been continually building these monuments to ourselves. We are continually confused. And when we cannot make ourselves clear to one another, division, divisiveness, spreading all over the world happens among us. Of course, also today, and just really briefly, and in fact, I won't even comment on it other than to say it, we meet one of the patriarchs. A man whose name will be spoken for the rest of the Bible, Abram, who will become Abraham. And everything that comes next comes from this man. A massive figure. His actions and his covenant with God overshadow the rest of the Bible. And then, of course, in Matthew today, we were on the Sermon on the Mount, and for years and years and years, I struggled with, why is it a good thing? Why are we blessed to be poor in spirit? Why are we blessed to be sad? And so on and so forth. And it struck me, I think last year, that Jesus is describing a person who has come to the end of themselves completely. These characteristics describe a person at the end of themselves. And for each of these things, there are rewards. They'll be comforted. The earth will be their heritage. They will have their desire, which is righteousness. They will be given mercy. They will see God. They will be named sons of God. Heaven will be theirs. And I realized by looking at my own life, when I am able to pour out myself, when I am able to get rid of myself, I am all of those things, and I am happy. And so happy is the person that gets to depend on God for everything that they are and all that they will ever be, because all of the rewards of the atonement of Christ are ours because of that. So it's been a good day in the Bible, a good number of things to contemplate and consider as we go through our day.